What I'm about to read to you is written by an Irish journalist. It's written by the editor of the Cork newspaper, the Cork Independent. And it's an editorial, and it is, I don't mind saying, it is actually the best thing I've read in ages. So I'm going to read it all to you. It's quite long, and it's just published. And these are her words, Deirdre O'Shaughnessy. It's been a strange week. I read an article in the Irish Times yesterday in which the journalist Michael Harding professed his shame and horror at being Irish after the awful news broke about Savita Halappanavar. I hope we all felt a little bit of that last week, or I think we all felt a little bit of that last week. To see him criticised on social media as being self-indulgent struck me as incredibly unfair. Many of us feel as he did. The raw anger and emotion of the past week is something we rarely see expressed so publicly. We all get shirty from time to time, but the visceral nature of the emotions on both sides of what has gone from being a story about a young woman who died in terrible circumstances to the story of the utter failure of our political system and of us as a people for letting it get that way has a huge impact. The wave of emotion expressed by people in Ireland and around the world at the death of Savita Halappanavar has left our politicians adrift, like so much flotsam and jetsam. They are floating precariously atop a sea of voters who have suddenly turned into active participants in what's happening around them. Is it too much to hope that this emotion will not dissipate and it will instead be focused into action to turn the shadowland of Irish systemic morality into a place of compassion? On Friday, I attended the funeral of a much-loved and well-regarded elderly neighbour I have known all my life. Lizzie was a lovely woman. We were not especially close, but her warmth and sense of fun was something recognised by the entire locality, and there was a real grief at her passing. The whole community, people I'd never have expected, and plenty of the usual suspects, turned out for a funeral that was as much an expression of joy at a life well-lived as a mourning for someone we will not see again. That same evening, I visited a family member in hospital to meet her new baby girl. The latest addition to our family is a perfect being with eyes the colour of midnight and the most delicate, tiny fingers I've ever seen. Family and friends have been and gone before we arrived, and we had her and her mother to ourselves for an hour or so. It was magical. People are the only thing that matters, and it is love of and compassion for each other that makes the world go round. We go to funerals to show solidarity, to express our pain and love and our empathy with each other. The urge to meet a new person and to welcome them into your world is born of a fellow feeling and a shared humanity with the tiniest person you know. So are the marches and protests and vigils honouring the memory of Savita Halappanavar. For those of us who've come and gone from this world, it's too late for us to do anything but express these emotions to their loved ones. But for the new ones, for the tiny new people with fingernails the size of match heads and eyes that haven't learned to see yet, we need to make sure that emotion is channeled into something good that will make the world a better, more compassionate place for them. Welcome to the world, baby girl. Now, isn't that just bloody wonderful? Isn't Deirdre O'Shaughnessy the most wonderful writer? I mean, I just want that, her words, to go around the world. It would be better if she'd read them, but she's a busy editor of a newspaper and she doesn't do audio. But my God, she's a wonderful writer. Anyway, I give you this tribute to everybody who she's giving tribute to.